Welcome back, everybody, to Tom's Trail Tales. I'm your host, Tom Funk. And welcome to another episode of 50 Hikes in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, as I put my book to podcast format. Yes, you can listen to an episode before you hike a trail just to kind of get an idea of what it's about and where to find it. All right. I'd like to thank my friend Adam Main for the intro music. Thank you, Adam. He is a musician in Kalamazoo, Michigan. All right, so without further ado, let's fade out the music and get started with today's hike, which is hike number 29 in the book, the Horseshoe Bay Trail. And this is at the Horseshoe Bay Wilderness, and it's about a 2.5 mile round trip. It's going to take you a couple hours. It's flat. You're going to have a wilderness beach all to yourself. If you're at the right time of year, good bird watching. Map geeks, you're going to need the USGS 7.5 Evergreen Shores. And there are no amenities here, although in the book it says there's a rustic campground at Trailhead. I will talk about what's going on with the campground at the end of the podcast. You probably get away with tennis shoes. Pets, well, please keep them on a leash because this is a beach and there may be other people out there. And you should always have your pet on a leash anyways. So leave the roar of I-75 and the scads of tourists at St. Ignace and Mackinac Island and Mackinac City behind and hike through wild cedar forest searching out the waves lapping on the Lake Huron shore. This is a 3,790-acre dedicated wilderness, and it was dedicated in 1987, and Horseshoe Bay Wilderness is part of the Hiawatha National Forest. Keep your eyes and ears peeled during the late May season for the peak of the spring bird migration. Their melodious songs are a cacophony of pleasant sounds. American red starts are abundant, taunting you with their zigzag movements through the forest. Listen for the teacher, 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 the call of the seldom seen, but rather abundant for a warbler, the oven bird. Even if you're only a casual birder, you're likely to see or hear at least 10 species of warblers alone on a good day. Balsam fir becomes more prevalent than the cedars as you approach the beach, and as the canopy starts to open up, the ground underfoot will become sandy, and the forest ends abruptly as you saunter out onto a classic, undisturbed sand beach. Look for a small creek struggling to empty its tannic acid-stained waters into Lake Huron as the big lake does its best to send wave surges upstream. About 100 feet of grasses, wildflowers, and small shrubs separate the forest from the beach, and take solace in the knowledge that you could walk about a mile south and 6 miles to the north and still be on a beach unblemished by resorts, piers, and oil-soaked sunbathers. Congregating offshore in season, you'll see migrating waterfowl such as common loons, northern shovelers, mergansers, and the like. Keep your eyes open for coyote, bear, and even wolf tracks on the sandy beach in this wilderness. From St. Ignace, take business 175 north until it ends at Mackinac Trail, which is also H-63. Take Mackinac Trail north to what used to be the Foley Creek Campground. You'll probably find remnants of the Foley Creek Campground on older maps, but there is a large parking area right between the road and the woods where the campground used to be. So this trail is a 2.5 mile round trip leading through the Horseshoe Bay Wilderness to the wild shores of Lake Huron in straightforward, wide, and relatively used. This is usually not the case for hike in a federally designated wilderness. Don't let the wide woodchip path and the hand-hewn logs placed over wet areas fool you. You are in a wild area that sees relatively little use, and especially since the campground has closed. The Horseshoe Bay Wilderness sees little human activity other than the occasional hiker who graces its paths. One would expect to labor through these moderate-sized cedar trees through swampy footing, but this isn't the case. Even in the spring, the grout is mostly high and dry. The logs span the occasional wet spot over small springs and muddy areas. So there is a trailhead sign in there. So when you park and you hike into the former campground, get on the loop closest to Lake Superior and look for a Horseshoe Bay Wilderness sign. So your forest will start out mostly as a dry cedar swamp, and you'll cross a small stream in about half a mile into your jaunt, provided that it's not overly dry that year or overly wet as well. The trail continues wide and maintained for another 0.1 mile and becomes a little higher and drier. So you're going to enter a proliferation of balsam firs lining your way for the next 3/4 of a mile. So the forest at this point is rather thick, but not very mature, as this area was logged around the turn of the 20th century. The poor soils make it slow going for a forest to rebound. At the 1 mile mark into your walk, your footing becomes sandy as the forest opens up into a complex of red pines, then jack pines, and a layer of bracken ferns. The last 2/10 of a mile before you reach the beach, the forest thins out, then disappears at the mouth of a small creek. It's only a small tannic acid stained thread of water draining the swamp you just ventured, though this waterway doesn't even have a name on your map, but we all suspect it's called Foley Creek. Standing on a wilderness beach, it is easy to ignore the resort at the water's edge a mile to the south. And if you have the time, explore the cobbles, the rocks, and the plants such as silverweed poking up amongst the myriad of stones for 7 miles to the north. So ramble northward in low water years, and you'll be able to walk mostly on sandy and cobble beach. With high lake levels, your footing may be wet, as the onshore marshes can just blend into Lake Huron. In wet years, you would be better off exploring the shoreline by canoe. Wildflowers grow right down to the beach, as there are few, if anybody, out there sunbathing to disturb them. And as you walk north, the beach will become more cobbled. Adventure as far as you wish, noting that the mouth of the unnamed creek is your trailhead, and follow the trail back to your car. And historically, folks were putting up cairns along the stretch of beach just so you could find your way back to where the trail goes back into the swamp. So last time I was there was in, oh gosh, I think it was three winters ago, and I was able to park, and we brought our snowshoes, and it wasn't very deep, and we were able to find the trailhead rather easily. So you can go there year-round if you wish, because it's right off of a main road. And the story goes, and I was doing some research trying to figure out exactly what happened, but my understanding is that the local Sioux tribe and the Hiawatha National Forest did a land swap, is what it looks like, and so the tribe has taken possession of the campground in that area, although it is open to the public still and people can go there. I couldn't find any news articles on it. I'm pretty sure that's what happened back in the day. So can't camp there anymore, but you're welcome to park and walk in and enter the wilderness area. So it's a great little hike right off the highway as you're going north on I-75. Nice little leg stretcher. Keep that in mind as you venture on the east side of the Upper Peninsula. All right, thanks for joining me, and we will see you again on the next hike, which is going to be hike number 30 at Laughing Whitefish Falls. Thanks for joining me. See you again.